Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and the Red Sox are looking for a new manager. The team parted ways with manager Alex Cora last night after he was identified as one of the leaders in a sign-stealing scandal as bench coach of the Houston Astros. Major League Baseball is also investigating how the Red Sox used video replay in their 2018 championship season, Cora's first season managing the team. Today, Red Sox President Sam Kennedy and other team leaders discussed the decision for Cora to leave.
Professionally, it was ultimately an easy decision for the Red Sox and for Alex. It was a mutual decision. Alex came to the conclusion that he could not effectively lead the organization going forward in light of the commissioner's findings and the ruling. And we came to that conclusion as well.
WBUR's sports and society reporter, Shira Springer, was at Fenway for the press conference. She's joining us now. I'm just choked up about this, Shira.
A lot of people are.
So tell me, one, really big emphasis on mutual decision today. What about that?
Yeah, that was one of the big takeaways from the press conference, which was basically, you know, someone, a reporter actually asked, you know, so he was fired and Sam Kennedy stopped him. I believe it was Sam Kennedy and said, no, I want to make this clear. This was a mutual decision. This was a collaborative decision. There was a lot of emphasis on how everyone involved, and that would be owner John Henry and then chairman Tom Werner and Sam Kennedy and general manager Chaim Bloom, all came to this decision together, along with Alex. And they put a great deal of emphasis on, you know, how Alex was very contrite about what happened, that he talked to them and he admitted that he had done wrong and that, you know, he took personal responsibility and he did it in a very classy way. And, you know, at the end of all this, I think it was Chairman Tom Werner said, you know, listen, we think that Alex is a great guy. We're still very fond of Alex. And I think that was one of the surprising things, which was just how much, quite frankly, love there was for Alex Cora as a person in spite of what he had done as the Houston Astros bench coach.
So what's the short-term and long-term solution for a manager? I mean, we're a couple weeks till spring training. It's not like tons of people are on the market. So what are the Sox going to do?
Yeah, this is absolutely uncharted territory to be weeks away from the start of spring training. Pitchers and catchers report on February 11th. And to be searching for a manager, there are lots of unknowns, including will other teams, if you're looking at outside candidates, will other teams let you talk to their coaching staff at this point?
And you can't if they don't let you.
Exactly. You need permission from other teams to talk to potential manager candidates. Now, are they going to look internally? And Chaim Bloom, the current general manager, the new general manager,
yeah,
exactly, said, you know, yeah, we will look at internal candidates, but that could prove problematic because the Red Sox are still awaiting the results of MLB's investigation into the Red Sox sign-stealing scheme, the video replay scheme that happened during the 2018 season, or allegedly happened during the 2018 season. So we don't know if some of the current coaching staff will be implicated in that.
And so that might mean maybe not even be there.
Exactly. So do you look in turn? I mean, so there are lots of complications, but the biggest one is the time element. Chaim Bloom said he had no timetable at this point, but then Sam Kennedy on the side after the press conference finished, he said, listen, this is of the utmost urgency, obviously, because of the upcoming spring training. And as soon as we wrap up things here at the press conference, we are going immediately to talk about potential manager candidates.
Okay, so first regular season game is March 26th. Can the Sox be ready?
I don't think it's a question of being physically ready, right? I think, you know, the players have had training programs in place, you know, all during the offseason. They have been in contact with both Cora and the entire coaching staff. So physically, they know what they need to do and what's expected of them when they arrive in spring training. I think the bigger question is mentally. How much of a distraction is this for the team? If this lingers on, if there are, you know, there's some dislike of the manager that is ultimately hired, what happens? So it's more a question of mental, you know, issues like mental preparation. Can they all get on the same page strategically before the start of the season? Can they all feel good about each other? Have that team chemistry that you want to have before the season starts? That's where the issues arise, not a physical readiness.
Okay, so last question for you. Cora also loomed large off the field, representing the Sox and the Boston community with our Puerto Rican community, for example. So how hard will it be for the Sox to find another manager that can have the impact off the field that Cora has had.
Yeah, I mean, let's be completely honest about this. Cora was absolutely one of a kind, and I say this having covered several Red Sox managers, been interviewed Cora one-on-one in his office. He really was one of a kind. I think we remember him most for his raising awareness of the victims of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and fighting to get aid down to Puerto Rico and actually bringing aid down to Puerto Rico. But I think also if we're going to talk about some of the off-the-field stuff, we want to just talk about his personality, his passion for the game, his ability to communicate with players, to make expectations clear. All of that, there is a very, very special skill set that not many people in baseball have. He was a unique talent. And quite frankly, everybody at the press conference said that. He was a unique talent as a manager, and he's going to be very hard to replace on the field and off the field.
All right, WBUR Sports Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit more about Cora off the field. He used his role as Red Sox manager to bring attention to his home country of Puerto Rico. For reaction from the Puerto Rican community to his departure, we welcome in Simone Rios from WBUR. Simone, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
So in general, what did Cora do for the Puerto Rican community?
So before taking the job, as Shira alluded to, he requested that the team make an aid mission to the island. He arrived. We actually went down with them. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was there, several team members, and nearly 10 tons of supplies and $200,000 to help the town fix its electric grid. You know, I remember kids from a local Little League team lining up and getting baseball gear from Chris Sale, Rick Porcello, and Christian Vasquez, who's, of course, from Puerto Rico. You know, getting hired in Boston, seeing Alex Cora get this major job, it was a win for the Latino community. The first manager of color on the Red Sox, and then going on to win a World Series. However tainted that may prove to be in hindsight, I spoke to a Puerto Rican activist in Boston today, Otoniel Figueroa Duran. He's from Caguas, the same region of Puerto Rico where Cora is from. And he told me how much the World Series win meant to him.
When Boston won the World Series, the first thing that Alex did was to ask to bring the trophy to Puerto Rico. And we were in that pain of the Hurricane Maria reconstruction, and he brings the trophy, people receive the team, people receive Alex Cora. He, in the parade, in the Boston parade, right, he was with his flag, Puerto Rican flag, proud of where he came from. So, right, I wanted to make sure, right, that the people captured the meaning of Alex Cora for us.
You know, then he also told me about the somewhat divisive invite to President Trump's White House after the World Series win. And Figueroa says that Puerto Rico, you know, really felt abandoned by the president after the hurricane. So by refusing to go to the White House, along with some of the team members, he saw Cora as really standing up to the Trump administration.
So let me ask you what the reaction in the community has been to the Sox decision, the mutual decision between the Sox and Cora for Cora to leave.
You know, it's obviously not monolithic. Some people kind of have this, he cheated, he's got to go mentality. And on the other end, some people say he shouldn't have been punished at all. It was premature. But I think more than anything, there's a sense of sadness among at least the Puerto Ricans and Latinos that I spoke to. I visited a barber shop where Big Papi has been known to get his hair cut on occasion. And I spoke to a Dominican barber named Ramon Martes. Let's hear from him.
Es un Latino que está representando a Latinoamérica entera y juega, hay muchos dominicanos que juegan ahí.
So he's saying how proud he was to have a Latino in such a position, that it's not about being Dominican or Puerto Rican. It's about being Latino and from the Caribbean. Martes says he doesn't blame Cora for what he is charged with doing. He doesn't think it makes him a bad person. The most important thing Cora did, he says, was come to Boston and turn, frankly, a mediocre team into a championship team.
Okay, Simone, and in our last few seconds, some people you spoke with were upset about how the Sox handled this. Is that right?
Absolutely. So Otoniel Figueroa Duran, who we heard from before, says given everything that the island's been through, you know, the hurricane and the current crisis set off by earthquakes hitting the island, that it's a real blow to see Cora fall like this in really bad timing.
We're not saying that what he did, if he did what they allegedly say, was right, because it altered the purity of baseball, and that's a very controversial thing to do, of course. And he was tainted, the championship and all that. But more to the point is that people deserve second chance. And Alex Cora, Boston Red Sox turned their back on Alex. And we're very disappointed with the team.
I'll say, Tiziana, that from the Red Sox point of view, they say the decision to part with Cora was based off the conclusion of Major League Baseball's investigation into the Astros' sign-stealing when Cora was a bench coach. But the team's owner, CEO, and chairman said in a statement that they'll miss Cora's passion and that they'll miss his significant contributions to New England and to Puerto Rico.
Well, WBUR, Simon Rios, thanks for bringing those voices today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, stay tuned. There's more ahead. We're going to bring you analysis of last night's 2020 Democratic presidential debate. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.